Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, skies over Jerusalem are clear, while Tel Aviv enjoys a cool breeze. Haifa is seeing mild temperatures, making it a pleasant evening for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Ynet reports that Israel successfully tested an upgraded Iron Dome. This new version uses lasers to improve defense against rockets and drones. Also earlier this hour, a former hostage, Rom Braslavsky, thanked the IDF on social media. He expressed relief after the IDF killed the Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist who held him captive. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that two members of Iran's IRGC were shot dead. State media calls it terrorism and accuses Zionist American forces. Separately, Walla notes that the IDF is planning a withdrawal from southern Lebanon. Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir discussed potential scenarios with his team earlier today. And finally, JNS reports that legislators from 14 Latin American countries committed to a pro-Israel agenda. This occurred at a summit in Buenos Aires, advancing cooperation between Israel and Latin America. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago about ongoing regional developments. Eisenberg, an analyst, noted that assessing the proportionality of attacks is difficult without full battlefield context. He emphasized that civilian targeting was not the intent. Amit Segal, a journalist, reflected on his personal milestones, coinciding with Netanyahu's ongoing legal battles, suggesting the central bribery charge may not be pursued further. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Iron Dome upgrade. Ynet reports that the Defense Ministry and Rafael conducted these tests. They incorporated lessons from past conflicts, including operations against Iran. This advancement aims to enhance Israel's defensive capabilities against evolving threats. For civilians, this could mean enhanced safety from aerial attacks. Turning to the situation in Iran, the Times of Israel noted that two IRGC members were killed in their home. The Iranian government is blaming anti-government forces, labeling it terrorism. This incident underscores the ongoing tensions within Iran and could affect regional stability. Meanwhile, in southern Lebanon, the IDF is preparing for a strategic withdrawal. Walla details discussions led by Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir, who explored various scenarios. This move follows a political agreement and aims to reduce military presence. For residents, this could lead to changes in local security dynamics. On the economic front, Bennett has promised to save families 8,000 shekels. Walla Business reports he plans to challenge major companies citing anti-Zionist practices. His strategy focuses on breaking monopolies and improving market competition. Separately, Ynet Business highlights how NVIDIA's performance is impacting Israel's economic data. Exports, GDP, and tax revenues are up, but questions remain about the long-term effects on the economy. And finally, CTEC reports that Israel has launched a $540 million relief plan for high-tech exporters. This framework is designed to mitigate the effects of a strong shekel and bolster productivity. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.